All right, what's going on, everybody? This is Brandon from Echopod Media. For Rockstaries, I'm here with Moving Brooklyn. And if you guys just describe your name and what you do.
We are Moving Brooklyn. We're from Milford, Connecticut. We are a five-piece rock band, and we just like to have fun. I'm Paul. I play guitar, and I sing a couple harmonies.
I'm Chris. I play guitar, and I sing backing vocals.
I'm John. I play bass, and I sometimes am allowed to talk into a microphone.
My name's Kevin, and I sing.
That's it?
That's really all I do.
My name's Ant, and I play drums, and as the interview goes on, I will contract layers of hypothermia.
Yes, they cannot see it, but it is probably 8 degrees outside right now.
I think so,
it's
yeah.
Pretty cold.
So it's a pretty determined interview.
Yeah. The song you're about to hear is the second track off of our debut EP, Intervals. It is called Symmetry.
Guys, describe your genre of music.
I would say just straight up rock music. Like, we try to stay honest to like early 2000s, just our biggest influences, like Taking Back Sunday, like To Speak for Everybody, Story of the Year. Like, I'm a huge Amber Lynn fan as well, and we just really try to stay true to the genre that we feel is dying in today's today's world.
He's trying to revive that spirit, that emo spirit. That
exactly.
Emo spirit. It's all kind of music that we grew up with and that had a great impact on who we are as musicians and people. Yeah. So I think that's why we kind of channel that for the most part.
And we enjoy playing it. You know, we play music that we enjoy playing. You know, we're in it for fun. We're in it to, because we all love music. We all have a passion for it, so.
Now, is there anything that separates Moving Brooklyn from, say, Taking Back Sunday? Which I'm a fan of myself.
Fame.
That's tough.
Adam Lazar.
That's tough because they're a great band. I think like them, I think we're honest with our intentions. I think Kevin will tell you a lot of the songs that we play and we write are songs that we think can relate to anybody. You know, you can listen to the song and you can relate to what we're talking about.
The next song you are about to hear is the story of my life. It's called Divorce Rock Record.
Such a radio host.
Why do we do what we do? Actions and defense. Why do we say what we say?
So how so? Yeah. If we had to pick maybe three songs from the album.
Three songs. Well, I mean, like, around the time we were writing a lot of these songs, I was going through a breakup. So I would say most of the songs are kind of covering that. And then towards the end when we were writing the newer songs was kind of when I was getting over all that. So a lot of those songs are more, like, coming to terms with everything and moving on.
So it's a very diverse record.
So Kevin just alluded to it. He's not only the vocalist, he's also the lyricist of the band.
Thank you.
He writes all the stuff. So sense.
Yeah, but if I had to pick, I would say If I Ever, Symmetry, and probably Actors are
the most relatable,
for sure, I think. Yeah.
Nice. How did Moving Brooklyn get together?
Well, we, Paul, Kevin, myself, we actually started playing way back when. We're talking like 2004?
Something like that, yeah.
Something crazy like that. And we just kind of stuck together as musicians, playing in a band called The Amber Crisis. And then we actually met up with Ant, who actually played in a local band called Saturday Matinee. And Paul and Ant were really good friends, and we all just kind of clashed together.
For Saturday Matinee for a little bit.
There you go. And then Kev was really good friends with John.
Did an internship.
Introduced us to John.
Paul also together. Did an internship.
Once. And the rest was history, I suppose.
There it is.
Nice, guys.
You want me to do it?
Up next is Moving Brooklyn's Actors with the Wrong Lines.
Good one.
Yay.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Out of all the shows that you have played, is there any memorable ones as opposed to any others?
I'd say our EP release was really fun. You know, everybody was, we had all our friends there. And it was just
Bar in New Haven.
A special moment, I think.
Opening for Pat.
That was great.
That was great.
That was a great show.
That was a good show.
Yeah, we had a really great crowd there. A lot of fan support.
Yeah, and for me personally, I think our first two shows as a band.
Yep.
Our first show was a battle of the bands at the Space in Hamden to get a slot on the Warped Tour. We ended up winning that competition, and our second show was Warped Tour.
Congrats.
We got to play the Hartford date.
It was really cool.
It was really great to be able to get our music out there to mass amounts of people.
Yeah, that's a sign of a good path.
That one for me was a special one, too, because for some reason I contracted sun poisoning or something of the sort throughout the day. So I was like under the weather. I was under the weather throughout the day.
I think that'd be good
and,
for you.
Yeah, probably would be. And not only that, I had to play the show.
So it's a nice,
really under the weather.
Nice juxtaposition between then and now when we're...
Totally opposite. Freezing. If I had to given the chance, I would probably choose the latter for now.
Yeah.
And that'd be great if
for
you
sure.
have that. Thank you.
Yeah, people think it's all, you know, fun and easy going, but if you're sick or as a drummer, if you pull a Charlie horse, you got to keep going.
Yep, you gotta go.
So what can the fans expect when they come to one of your shows?
Fun.
A good time.
They can expect fun.
Yeah, you're probably gonna laugh a lot. You're probably gonna have a good time. You know, I like to make a lot of faces at the crowd.
There you go. Yeah.
I like to be like weird on stage.
Yeah. Blink-182 influence.
Oh, absolutely.
Kevin likes to say awkward things.
I like to say weird. I feel like Anthony Green somehow like resonated with me, so.
Definitely.
Nice.
Yeah. A lot of crowd interaction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
I mean, there's a lot of energy and a lot of, you know, I guess
passion.
Interaction, and it's an all-around good time.
Moving all around. Oh.
Moving Brooklyn have any goals for the next year or two?
Yes, we'd like to get indoors where it's heated.
back into a studio.
Everybody here is cool.
Back into the studio that's also heated.
We're really looking to, we're playing a lot of shows, getting our name out there. And the main thing that we're working on right now is we're writing a lot more music. So we have a lot of songs now, but we really have a lot of ideas that haven't formulated yet as songs. So we're working on producing those. And we also look to record some more music this summer. We're looking to do that.
Possibly the spring, if time permits.
That would be great, too.
And I think while we're writing, too, an important thing to mention is that we're trying to stretch our boundaries a little bit and write out of our comfort zone for these next couple of songs, which is kind of exciting, especially, you know, for us as writers, because you're kind of branching out and you're really trying new things.
So are you experimenting with a different kind of genre on this next album?
I wouldn't say a different kind of genre, but definitely not predictable chord changes.
More dynamics, within songs, you know. We're a loud band, especially live and everything. We're kind of like full blast all the time, so... You know, we're working on, you know, integrating, like, you know, some pretty parts into some of our songs and, you know, different song structures, that kind of thing, you know.
Without straying away from our roots,
exactly.
Of course.
One thing I love about our band, though, is that we don't really conform to a particular genre. And we kind of just play what we enjoy and what we think people will enjoy as well.
Thanks.
Excellent.
Hopefully for me going forward, it's going to be talking about a lot of diverse topics more so than the last EP. More songs about life and stuff like that. All that good stuff.
Good stuff.
All right, I think somebody farted.
It wasn't me.
Trying to walk away.
I have hypothermia.
Can't feel appendages anymore.
Yeah, you guys really, like, listening to this, you have no idea how friggin' cold it is.
Yeah.
There are icicles on this garage venue.
My beard.
We're standing on a layer of ice that is about 4 inches thick. In between two cars.
And it's windy as fuck.
And it's windy as fuck. We can swear, I guess.
Yes.
This is like serious XM. I like this. And I mean, it's, you guys have no idea. Unless you happen to be from Connecticut, which you probably are, then you have an idea.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening to this.
No problem. And that's dedication from Moving Brooklyn. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
Wish it was a little warmer so it was a little more cohesive, but...
Can we commit to doing this?
We
Unapologetic is the word that best describes the premier spoken word to music album from Laurie Adverb. Veering is 19 tracks of edgy poetry served on a platter of crazy rock and electronic music. You can listen to and purchase Veering by Laurie Adverb at echopodmedia.com under the Music tab.
Have a secret, something you want to get off your chest without giving away any of your personal information. Give us a try. Audibly Anonymous Podcast is ready to listen and share your story with the world. Go to echopodmedia.com and click on Audibly Anonymous in the podcast tab. There will be two ways to spill your guts. Speak it or type it.
Hello world, you're listening to Echo Pod Media.